I'm Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. Donald Trump gives his big speech at the Republican National Convention tonight. So for the next hour, we're taking a hard look at what a Trump presidency could mean for a number of major foreign policy challenges, like the Middle East and climate change. But I want to start with controversial statements Trump has been making about NATO, the Western Military Alliance.
Many countries are not paying their fair share. That means we are protecting them, and they are getting all sorts of military protection and other things. And they're ripping off the United States, and they're ripping you off.
Trump has also sparked concern in the Baltic states, NATO members Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. He suggested he might not come to their defense if Russia were to attack them. We got reaction directly from one of the Baltic leaders, Estonian President Tomas Ilves.
In some sense, I understand the concern that there are many countries that have not been paying as much as they have committed to. Already in 2011, Hillary Clinton published a long article in Foreign Policy about the same issue. So it's not as if it's a new issue. I mean, what we see is virtually all allies are increasing their defense expenditures. But in our case, I suppose we shouldn't have to worry because we have been paying our fair share. And moreover, we have been in Afghanistan, in one of the worst parts of Afghanistan, smack in the middle of Taliban territory in Helmand province. So we have been loyal, committed NATO allies, and we believe in doing our share.
Mr. President, Donald Trump has also said that he would have to decide whether to come to the aid of NATO countries if they were attacked by Russia. What do you think about that?
The NATO treaty says that if one member of the alliance is attacked, then it is an attack on all of the alliance. And that has been the principle of NATO ever since 1949 when it was established.
Yeah, but if Donald Trump says he might not actually come to a NATO member's defense, what does that do to Estonia? What kind of position does that put you in?
Well, I don't think it really does anything more to Estonia than anyone else. It's simply the end of NATO. As soon as this treaty is abrogated, then at that moment, the alliance ceases to exist.
Doesn't the prospect of NATO ending concern you?
Of course. It concerns, I think, all NATO has a total population of 900 million people. I think it concerns everyone.
Estonia has just 5,000 active duty soldiers. Do you view Russia as a real military threat?
Well, if you have 30 divisions placed along the western border of the country, and you see the behavior of what is, especially the last 2 years in Ukraine, then yes. Let's face it, there have been two countries that have been invaded since 2008 by Russia. I mean, Georgia was invaded and territory annexed there, and with an invasion of Ukraine, and the Crimea was annexed there. So all of NATO thinks this way.
You say all of NATO, you believe, feels that way.
We just had a summit in which everyone agreed to increase deterrence.
Mr. President, final question. Do you believe the United States still has the moral authority to lead the world?
Well, I certainly believe so. Without the moral authority of the United States, Eastern Europe today probably would not be the free area that it is. So I think that is something that is long-lasting.
Tomas Hendrik Ilves is president of Estonia. Really appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Sure. Bye-bye.